King David chose the ancient Canaanite town of Jerusalem to be the capital city of Israel and took up residence in the Jebusite stronghold, calling it the City of David or Zion. And he built a palace for himself with the help of the stonemasons and carpenters sent by Hiram, king of Tyre. He was now certain that God was establishing his kingdom and exalting his reign. One day he decided to bring the Ark of the Lord to the City of David. For many years the Ark had had no permanent resting place. Shiloh, where the tabernacle had been set up in the days of Joshua, had been destroyed by the Philistines. Having made the decision to bring the Ark to Jerusalem, David conferred with his officials and the commanders of his army. Then he assembled all the heads of the tribes of Israel and said, "If it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send messengers throughout the land and to the Levites in their towns to come and join us, so that we can bring back the Ark of our God." The whole assembly agreed to do this. David and all the Israelites went to fetch the Ark and bring it to Jerusalem. They put it on a new cart drawn by oxen, with Uzzah and Ahio, the two sons of Abinadab, guiding it. David and all the people were celebrating and praising God with songs and musical instruments. But when the procession came to a threshing floor along the way, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah stretched out his hand to steady the Ark. Now the Israelites were well acquainted with the law of God that concerned all the sacred objects of the tabernacle. They knew that the Levites alone were commissioned by God to transport the Ark, the most sacred of all the holy things, as it represented God's throne, and therefore his very presence. No unauthorized person might touch it on pain of death. So when Uzzah put out his hand and touched the Ark, the Lord struck him down, and he died there. David was dismayed and very displeased, because God's anger had broken out against Uzzah, and he was afraid of God. "How can I ever bring the Ark of the Lord to me?" he exclaimed. He no longer dared to transport it to Jerusalem and put it in the City of David as he had planned. Instead, he took it aside and put it in the house of Obed-Edom, who lived nearby. The Ark of God remained in the house of the family of Obed-Edom for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything he had. Now David was informed that Obed-Edom and all his family had been greatly blessed because of the Ark of God. So the king went ahead with his plans to bring the Ark to Jerusalem. But this time everything was done in the mosaically prescribed manner. The Ark was not to be put on a cart, but transported on the shoulders of the Levites by means of the poles intended for that purpose. David said to the priests and Levites, "It was because you did not bring it up the first time that the Lord our God broke out in anger against us. Now consecrate yourselves and bring up the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it." So the priests and Levites consecrated themselves to be ceremonially clean. The Levites carried the Ark of God with the poles on their shoulders, as Moses had commanded in accordance with the word of the Lord. David and the elders of Israel and the army commanders went with it, and all the people rejoiced. David, the priests, the Levites, and singers were clothed in robes of fine linen, and the king also wore a linen ephod. Choirs of Levites sang hymns of praise, accompanied by musical instruments, lyres, harps, and cymbals. The people shouted with joy to the sound of ram's horns and trumpets. At regular intervals along the way, sacrifices were made to God, and David, wearing the linen ephod, danced before the Lord with all his might. And so the Ark of God was brought to Jerusalem. As it was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, David's wife, watched from a window. When she saw the king leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. The priests and Levites set the Ark in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and burnt offerings and fellowship offerings were sacrificed before the Lord. Then David blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. He gave a loaf of bread and a cake of dates to each person, and all the people returned to their homes rejoicing. As David went back to his house, Michal came out to meet him. "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today," she said scornfully, "disrobing in the sight of the slave girls, as any vulgar fellow would do." David replied, "It was before the Lord who chose me, rather than your father or anyone from his house, that I celebrated with joy today. God has made me ruler over the Lord's people, and I will humble myself even more to honor him. But by the slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." And God withheld Micah from having children to the day of her death. Next episode, God's promise to David.